Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. Dr. Williams is the author of the acclaimed book, Shattered by the Darkness, Putting the Pieces Back Together After Child Abuse. Dr. Williams is on the senior leadership team at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas. And Dr. Williams travels the United States speaking and training professionals, parents, and victims about the importance of dealing with abuse and personal trauma head on and not being afraid to break the silence of your own personal pain. Feel free to call in to tonight's show at 888-627-6008 and speak with Dr. Williams and his guests live on air. And now, your host, Dr. Williams.
Welcome live from the most beautiful city in the country, Houston, Texas. And it's great to be with you on this November 1st, 2020. And it's just what? A couple of days before election. So we encourage everybody to get out and vote. And you're going to notice that it's really dark now here over the Texas Medical Center out there. We don't even have the sun went down with the time change. It gets dark here fast. But I just want to welcome you to the program tonight. And we kind of have a Halloween version in my own weird mind of Breaking the Silence tonight. And we'll tell you about that in just a couple moments. I want to let you know that if you want to call in, we would love to have you call in. We love getting callers and comments. And if you want to get on the Facebook Live or Breaking the Silence or Silent Shattered by the Darkness or BBS Radio and all these other platforms that we have, feel free to get on there. 888-627-6008 would be the way to call, and you can call and we'll put you, they'll patch you. I think they'll patch you right into us. And we have wonderful producers that answer the phone to California off the BBS Radio staff. So it's just great. I want to let you know before we get too far into this, the next couple of weeks, you want to tighten your seatbelts because we have probably November is going to be our greatest month of guests that we have. But next week, we have CJ Heights, and I'm not for sure that even you would recognize that name. But him and his wife have written some wonderful books, and one is called Forgiveness Formula. And the other one is called Broken Crayons, Still Color. And if you want to just check them out, but it's CJ Heitz, H-I-T-Z. Put that on and you'll automatically see all the books that they wrote. And that's going to be next week's guest. And then the following week, I believe November 15th, 2 weeks from tonight, will be probably one of our biggest shows. One that has probably the biggest following because he's known all the way everywhere around the world. Dr. Bruce Perry will be here. I think maybe even our guest tonight has heard of their programs and how to deal with youth and psychological issues, but just an unbelievable author. He wrote the book, The Boy Raised by a Dog. And he works for Baylor College of Medicine, but he lives in Houston and Canada, and he's traveling the world literally all the time. He's one of the most sought-after speakers in the country, if not the world. So he's going to be with us in 2 weeks, Dr. Bruce Perry. Before we have our guest tonight, want to just share with you maybe a tidbit or two that will help you. And tonight's program is kind of geared towards youth. So I just kind of want to give some encouragement to the kids that are listening tonight. And if you are listening and you're going through a rough time, I want to let you know just a couple things, and you may want to write these down. I always try to throw out some wisdom. I don't know how wise it is, but things that have helped me through my life. But I just want to let you know that when you have a down day, when you have a bad day, those are completely normal. And not something that you have to automatically feel guilty about. And happiness and joy and contentment sometimes and rarely is ever consistent. So surrendering sometimes to a negative emotion and allowing it to come to surface does not make you a bad person. Doesn't mean that you're failing, but just remember, if you aren't sincerely thankful for every smile, don't be totally shocked by every tear. Keep things in perspective and try to keep things on an even keel. And even when you're at your lowest point, sometimes that is when you're open to your greatest positive change. Now listen to that. I don't have to go any further. Sometimes when you're at your lowest point in life, that's when you are open to the greatest possible change that can ever be happening in your life. So embrace that. Don't allow those downtimes to stop the flow of the positivity that can happen to you in the future. And sometimes life rarely turns out exactly the way you want it to be, but you still have the opportunity to make it great. And life isn't perfect, but sometimes life is just glimpses of perfect moments, and we have to learn how to deal with that. And let's see if I have another one or two that I can throw out here at you. Remember to stand strong. Never give up. When life even has its hurts, its downtimes, have the momentum and the resilience to fight through it. Strong walls sometimes shake, but they rarely collapse. And if you have that build up inside of you, and I think that's why I wanted to just share a couple of those things this evening, because the guest tonight is going to be talking about probably our most important commodity in our country and something that we need to invest more in, not only time, not only our talent, not only our finances, not only our energy, into our youth. Everything that, you know, that's our greatest commodity that we have in our country. So it is my pleasure tonight with the Alice Cooper's Solid Rock Teen Center. I want to welcome our guest tonight, Randy Spencer. Randy is a rock star in his own realm, in his own right. And Randy, for the last 30 years or more, if I say or more, Randy, that's going to age you. So I'll just say 30 years plus, because we don't want to throw out our age, has been involved in the music industry with numerous, probably countless Grammy award winning and multi platinum selling recording artists, songwriters, music producers. He started off, I believe, his career with Billboard magazine and then got into managing careers. And I know a lot of people that are watching tonight, he was the artist management representing, okay, one of my favorites, and you're going to wonder why, but this is really seriously one of my favorites, Michael Sweet of Striper Days. And I love those Striper Days. I followed them. We went to the concert for their, they were throwing the Bibles out into the audience. I just love those days. And then another one, Jason Newsted of Metallica, and he just, his resume just goes on and on and on with more artists. But he is right now involved with the partnership and the development with the Alice Cooper Solid Rock Teen Centers in Phoenix, Arizona. So it is my privilege and honor to welcome to our program tonight, Randy Spencer. Can you hear me, Randy?
I can hear you great. Thanks for having us so much.
Welcome to the program and appreciate you giving out your time and energy with us this evening.
Glad to be here.
Okay, great. I appreciate you being here. And, you know, I was not aware that Alice Cooper did this kind of work. And when I came across it, I just wrote and reached out to you all, and you were gracious enough to answer back. Tell me a little bit about the overview or the mindset, the mission statement, the work that Alice Cooper Solid Rock Teen Centers has in mind first, and then we'll talk about maybe how it got started and the population it helps with. But how, what's some of the things that, how did it get started?
Our mission is to make an everlasting difference in the lives of teenagers.
Wow.
We started 24 and a half years ago as a 501c3, and the vision is multifold. Alice and his wife Cheryl have been involved in philanthropy globally. They're always giving back and doing something worldwide. And being he's been a Phoenix resident for 60 plus years, they wanted to do something deeper in the community that they lived. And they wanted to really find a niche to reach teenagers, because that is a really unique group. All ages need a lot of hope, but specifically teenagers. There were not a lot of programs worldwide or globally or even in Phoenix that really specified reaching the teenage demographic. So we researched that, and a lot of teens, they might not want to be in a young atmosphere at a school program or, let's say, a boys and girls club type of atmosphere where maybe a couple of young kids are coloring with milk cartons and maybe a 16-year-old kid just can't identify to that. And there's so many great, amazing young programs, but we had a vision to open a teen center. And because Alice and Cheryl have been so involved in music, art, and dance and the arts, we thought, wouldn't it be amazing if we created a safe space that teens can spend their time and hang out and also get free music, art, and dance lessons? And that was our vision. And then we rolled up our sleeves and figured out a way to do it.
Okay. Now, you know, I'm from Houston, and, you know, we always hear these, and I'm just going to throw this out at you. We always hear these names that are put on businesses or charitable work or centers and things, and they're not really involved. I have a feeling that this one's different. How involved is Alice and his wife in the actual work of what's going on in the development and the help with it? How really involved, or is there just names just put on the wall?
No, the name's definitely not very well.
I know.
For 24 and a half years, they've been involved very firsthand from everything from the blueprints to the programming to literally taking in teens at their home and calling them on the road, you know, to really helping teens, you know, on a very, you know, minute detail. They come to the center all the time. They're on the road about 200 days a year when they travel, but when they're home, they're at the center, they're playing ping pong with the kids. Cheryl's a globally renowned dancer. She's doing dance lessons with the kids. When they're on the road, they're calling us and checking in, saying, I told this person about the foundation. By the way, I just got a check as we met with so-and-so on the road, or we wanted to see how this team was doing. They call teens and check in. Alice does personal songwriting classes with the kids, or just hangs out, listens to their music, or players air hockey, or just watches them do art. They're extremely involved with literally every facet.
That's unbelievable. And you know, the persona, let's just be real, Brady, the persona is on stage, right? That's not who he really is. I mean, he has that heart for, I think, the Lord. Everything that I have heard about him and heard that the people that he impacts, there's a caring spirit, and just that rock image is just his image. That's the show, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you hang out with someone like Sylvester Stallone, you're not going to see him be Rambo or Rocky all the time, you know. So there is a certain persona, you know, to what someone does on stage, i.e. a Samuel Jackson or Arnold Schwarzenegger, or they may be very different. I mean, I've worked in music and entertainment for 30 years, and there is a certain facade and persona that people carry out, but that is usually a stage image, and Alice and Cheryl are completely opposite what you would see on stage or their videos. They're very down to earth, amazingly creative people, but very caring and sincere people.
Yeah. And I guess he's a big golfer, huh?
He is a big golfer. He plays golf every day around the world.
Wow.
And we do a big golf tournament every year. That's one of our fundraisers. So in April, at the end of every middle of every year, we have a variety of celebrities that come out to Phoenix, whether it's actors or musicians or various sports athletes. They all congregate together and we throw a big giant concert. We have people like Robbie Krieger, the Doors, and Larry Fitzgerald of the Arizona Cardinals, and Patrick Warburton of Seinfeld, and people like Alex Lifeson of Rush, and No Doubt's drummer Adrian Young. And we throw this big rock and roll concert with Alice. And then the next morning, everybody golfs, and we try to raise as much money as possible to help the kids.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you will invite me next April, me and my son will fly to Phoenix and we'll play a round of golf at that charitable event. I would love to be part of that. That would just be a hoot.
We'd love to have you. And it's really fun to see everybody come together for, you know, one giant cause. And we integrate the kids. The teens are performing at that event. The teens are volunteering at that event, helping check in, helping people throughout the whole day. We're all about the teens. We've had teens on stage with Tommy Thayer of Kiss. We've had teens on stage with Cheap Trick singer Robert Zander. We've had teens on stage with Alice. And every event that we do, we try to incorporate the teens as much as possible.
So I just can't imagine the impact of his presence and those folks' presence in this industry that are major headliners, the impact that it has on these kids that may just need a little help, a little encouragement, a father figure, somebody put their arm around them saying, hey, you're all right, kid. That impact has to be really a tremendous influence on them.
It's significant. It's life-changing to see that, and it's really inspiring. We have a lot of teens come in, and they've never picked up a paintbrush or a guitar. They've never really been involved in, you know, anything creative, and they just need a little nudge of encouragement. And in a matter of 10 minutes of having a simple drum lesson, they're able to do a basic drum beat, and they're confident to come back the next day and try it. And we always tell the kids, hey, we're not trying to win a Grammy Award for you. We're not, you know, trying to get you to be on stage overnight with Metallica. We're not trying to get you a record deal. We're just trying to get you inspired and give you something that you can get to the next step in your life and have a little bit of fun and, you know, see what happens from there. And they grow really quickly as they, you know, develop and refine their skills. They grow really quickly at their talent.
Brady, do you think that, I'm not talking about just the kids at the center, but don't you think every youth needs a champion in their life that they can go someplace, especially if they don't have it at home? They can go to someplace like this Alice Cooper Solid Rock Teen Center and find somebody that's going to be their champion, that's going to give them encouragement, give them that hope. Don't you think every kid needs that?
I do. I think I did as a teen. I think we all do at every age in our life. We always need a nudge and inspiration and encouragement and guidance and wisdom. Life, I think, is about seeking wisdom and hopefully receiving that and adhering to that wisdom. But when teens receive that, we have seen so many teens, you know, receive opportunities to perform their first concert, you know, to get out there and dance and receive encouragement from their parents, maybe for the first time. And that is just life changing. And we have so many amazing stories of kids that have been able to be transformed through our programs. And that's humbling and inspiring for us.
Oh, it has to be. It has to just be that lifeblood that keeps you going on, going on. And I'm sure right now the COVID issue has caused some kind of disruption in your normal programming. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. But I want to tell you, before we go to our first break, I want everybody to get online and download this poster off your site. And it was, I wish I printed it in color. I didn't realize I was going to share it tonight. But this is the way my mind thinks, because it's very easy to understand of how youth are impacted today. And we'll talk about some of this stuff later. But on the other side, so while we take our first break, guys, get on the AliceCooperSolidRock.com website. Number one, like their post, subscribe to their newsletter, do whatever you need to do, find out all their events and things, but download this under the free resource, because this is something you'll want to share with a Sunday school class, with your Rotary Club, at work, or somebody that's just having situations with their youth, because whoever put this together, Randy, this is awesome. This is a great piece of work.
Thank you. We have a lot of great minds, a great board, and a lot of great advisors, and you know, we all collectively really care about kids. We wanted to put that data out there.
This is unbelievable. We'll talk about this. On the other side of our first break, Randy, I want to find out how this center has impacted teams. And if you have a specific story or two, of course, not telling the kids' names, I would love to hear about a couple of the success stories and what kind of a typical day looks like in that. We'll talk about that just on the other side of our first commercial break. Hey, it's a perfect time right now to be able to just get on your line, get on your phone, text somebody and say, hey, watch the show tonight. It's not too late to get in because this is going to be really a neat next 40 minutes as we play out this. Randy Spencer with the Alice Cooper Solid Rock Teen Centers in Phoenix, Arizona. Keep with us. And we're going to have our first commercial break. And on the other side of this, we'll come back with more from Randy.
This couldn't be coming at a better time. Have you ever felt like you were just trapped and couldn't find your way out of darkness? Have you ever felt like you were drowning and fighting to find your next breath? Well, coming in 2020 will be the second of a three-part trilogy, my new book, Overcoming the Darkness, The Roadmap to Hope. This new book will provide you a step-by-step approach of how to reach that destination, that important destination called hope. Now, two additional resources are going to be made available when this book is released. One, The Map to Hope. It'll be a handy guide that you can carry around with you, put in your briefcase or put in your purse. And this guide is going to help you find your way when you're stuck in life looking and searching for hope. And then the other resource, the Overcoming the Darkness Companion Journal. I have always believed that journaling is the first step to finding real healing and hope in your life. And this journal will guide you down that path. I'm excited about these resources and this new book that's going to be released in 2020, the Summer of Hope. Now back to the next segment of Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams right here on BBS Radio.
Welcome back. I tell you what, we're going to have a busy month in November around here. And if you haven't picked up yet the Shattered by the Darkness book, this one's still in the top list all of a sudden. I don't know what's going on, but people are getting that. And then the new book, Overcoming the Darkness. And when the one that I'm really excited about, the one that's going to come out with this, is not only the companion journal, but the youth version of When the Dark Clouds Come. Kids need... Teenagers are what we're talking about tonight, need a way to deal with all the stuff. You know, folks, I had a terrible childhood. You know, every day I was sexually abused by my dad. But I tell you what, when I got to school, it wasn't that bad. There wasn't the problems that they seem to be having today. Kids are going through a lot right now. And that over When the Dark Clouds Come book is going to be something that you want to get for all of the teenagers. And it also shows them how to journal, how to deal with when they're being bullied, when they're going through loneliness and depression and suicide thoughts, discouragement, and so many different things, anger, shame and guilt, and all of that stuff that they deal with each and every day. And in your world, Randy, that you deal with the kids at this teen center, the Alice Cooper Solid Rock Teen Center in Phoenix. We have a lot of Phoenix listeners, so I hope they're all listening tonight. But how has it influenced teens that you have seen, impacted them? And if you have a story or two that you've actually seen people come in and said, wow, this really made an impact on them, I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, we reach about 60 to 100 teens a day.
Wow,
a day. Probably serve about 3,000 to 5,000 year round because we have a lot of other teens that come in throughout field trips and different special events that we do. But the core teens that come out, we have so many stories. One story is a young girl. She's now about 16. She's been coming to our teen center for a couple years, and she's been bullied in school and didn't really have a lot of friendships. And she got really sad and depressed through a lot of those situations and wasn't talking with her family and wasn't talking in general. And she came to our center and picked up a paintbrush for the first time and started playing guitar more seriously And within 6 months, her mom came back to us and said, I don't know what's going on at your center, but she's getting better grades and she's happy at home and she's happy at school and she's not being rebellious to her teachers and she's not really getting bullied anymore. And she just has so much confidence. And that particular teen has blossomed so much. We've been able to see her on stage with Alice a few times. We've been able to give her opportunities to meet bands like Styx backstage and, you know, be in some really super cool videos with Alice and our teen center. And she's just been one of our superstar teens to see her life been impacted. And that's been really beautiful. And another quick story is we have a foster home leader that comes out to our center. He brings in about 6 to 8 kids in a van. We reach a lot of foster kids at our center. And he brings in about 6 to 8 kids 2 or 3 days a week in his van. He's a social worker. He brings the kids over. They do all their dance lessons or music lessons or hang out. He sets up a table and he sets up a live DJ booth. And he just spins music for all of our kids because he just loves rock and roll. He loves spinning music. So a couple of our kids have embraced him. And he started teaching them how to spin music. And we have a young kid. And one of the things that we do at our center is we're very proactive about creating opportunities for teens to perform in the community. We do everything from bands playing at parks to opening up for Johnny Lang and Social Distortion and POD and Arizona Cardinals games. So we got a call a few months ago from Arizona State University at their museum, and they were looking for a live DJ for one of their family events. So I went to the foster leader and I said, I'd love to hire you for this gig, but will you bring this young teen that you've been working with and mentoring and let him spin music with you? And we asked his parent, of course, for permission. And one of the things I love personally that my job entails is we give a lot of our teens their first paycheck in life. And this teen was able to come out. And when the event happens, most of the events, they make a donation to our center. And then we disperse part of that donation back to our kids.
Oh,
and a lot of our teens, they get paid for performing music. Imagine that at the age of 16 and they're earning 50, 70, 100 bucks that night. And they get their first paycheck in life. But he was so thrilled because that bonded his dad to be closer together. They might not have had a really strong relationship at that point. And when people become, you know, closer to their families, that makes communities better overall. And that's one of the greatest privileges that we have is to hopefully make a better community and to create economic development as well, because other people come out to our events that we do. And, you know, the restaurants get, you know, income streams and the kids get income streams and the local merchant get income streams. And that's just going to help the community overall. So we're super privileged we get to do that.
So is there any charge to come into the teen center, and what's a typical day to look like? I mean, everybody said, okay, it's not a clinical place for the kids to get assessed and be counseled and all that, correct?
Yeah, we're not a school. We're not licensed counselors. We just sort of describe ourselves as like a rock and roll boys and girls club. We're a space that's safe that teens can hang out.
And there's not many of those in this world right now.
There's not. And we, to answer your question, repeat the question, please.
Yeah. Is there any charge to come into your teen center?
We're a 501c3 and everything we do is 100% for free. And one of the most important aspects is we always tell people our teen center is for teens ages 12 to 20. And it doesn't matter what background they have. They could be from an affluent home. They could be homeless. They could be gay. They could be trans. They could be not sure. They could be atheist, Jewish, Muslim, believe nothing. They can be Native American, Jewish. They, as long as they're a teen, 12 to 20, they're welcome in our doors.
And this is one safe place in this world where they can go and not and be accepted for exactly who they are and just be a kid.
This is a really touching thing for our staff. When COVID first started and everybody was basically under quarantine more or less for the first time, late March, early April, we closed for 6 weeks. We've been open for eight years. So it was really challenging and different for us. We turned into a virtual center. We did online classes and different things. And I can talk more about some of the programming that we did online so we can continue to serve the kids. One thing we found out was kids were coming to our parking lot while we were closed during quarantine, just because they felt they needed to be soothed and they needed to feel safe and welcome and get away from all the chaos of COVID in their home. And that really impacted us as a staff, that teens, our doors weren't open. They couldn't engage with us in person, but they were just spending time looking at their phones or, you know, sitting there meditating or whatever they're doing, or playing, you know, cards in the parking lot or skateboarding around. And they felt safe just to be in our parking lot. And that's the kind of culture and atmosphere we've been able to fortunately create for the kids.
Randy, what kind of place do they have? And, you know, talking more on the issue of youth and what the battles that they're having, where can they go and feel safe like that?
Yeah, there's not a lot of places. That's one of the reasons we designed our center. You know, we have teens that come in all the time and they take a bass lesson or a guitar lesson, or they're just playing ping pong, and, you know, they'll just sigh and they'll take some of our staff aside and say, hey, can I talk to you guys about something? I'm really going through this. And, you know, some of the issues we've seen are really heavy. Some kids have, you know, told us sadly they've been abused. They might not have food in their house. They may have, they have a meal, because we have a lot of volunteers and restaurants that come out and they give a meal to us and they eat. And they say, it's so great just to have food that's clean and food that doesn't have mold on it. So some of the kids, they just have had some heavy, heavy, heavy social issues. So, you know, we're a sanctuary to them in many ways and able to be a light, you know, to them through all of the dark things that they go through. And that's a big, you know, privilege for us. But just day to day, you know, they can just hang out, play cards, watch movies at our center. But we do have designated daily programs that they can come in and do music lessons for free, or go into our recording studio and record it no charge. And we have a lot of guest workshops throughout the year as well, with a lot of famous people that come in and mentor the kids. And one of the fun things is we have a lot of jam sessions. So we have some kids that have jammed with, like, people like Monty Pittman, Madonna's guitar player, and they've jammed with the Misfits guitar player, who's come over before, Bobby Steele, and they've been able to watch John Five, who's in Rob Zombie's band, perform a free concert. And last year we did a free concert with Rob Halford, the singer of Judas Priest. He rehearsed with six teens the day before, and six of our teens performed on stage with him. And those are just life boosters for kids and just majorly life-changing. And it's such a privilege to see people like Rob Halford or Debbie Sledge or people like that willing to give back and help our kids.
You know, I may get questions, and I don't think I will, because our listening audience is really gracious, but because normally we have clinical psychologists, like we're going to have Dr. Bruce Perry, which is probably the one of those mind people. I may not be able to understand him in a couple of weeks, but it'll be great to have him on the program. You know what I mean? But has so much wisdom and can really take a child and, you know, really counsel and all that. But, you know, I think in life, we need so many of these kind of places to be able to make an impact, like you're making, and Alice and his wife and everybody that's involved in that center. They don't have to be clinical psychologists or medical doctors or social workers or nurses. They just need to be caring and open and loving and wanting to be an impact on a child and just give from their heart. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I think the movie The Blind Side, that's a great example of just being able to embrace, you know, a young foster child like Michael Orr, and just showing him love and kindness, and seeing his life transform and him becoming an NFL player. And even if he didn't become an NFL player, they transformed his life. They took him out of the ghetto. They took him out of being homeless. Yeah. And, you know, and it just takes one person. It's an old cliche, but it takes one person to make a difference. And we have some rock star volunteers that just give back and love on kids. And that's the lifeblood of what, you know, we do. In addition to our staff, we have some crazy, amazing, great volunteers that just really give back and help kids.
That's great. I'll tell you what, we do have a caller right now. So we have James Brown from Illinois. James, good evening and welcome to the program. Do you have a comment or a question? Come on in for Randy or I.
Oh, I just wanted to call and say that I absolutely love the broadcast. And, you know, I got to actually had the unbelievable pleasure of seeing Alice Cooper in 1987. at SIU Arena in Carbondale. And it was awesome.
I bet it was. What was the name of his tour? Do you remember?
I'm not sure what the name of the tour was. No, I cannot think of the tour, but I just remember it was an amazing show. And I've always been a huge fan of Alice Cooper. And I've followed him and his work with youth and his faith. And also a lot of the fact that he is an avid golf player, just like you, Greg. So
that's so cool, James. Our kids get to learn from people like Alice, and it's amazing. You know, a lot of our kids, we just did two or three commercials with Alice at our teen center, and our teens get to either be in the commercials with Alice or they get to watch him. And if some of our teens aspire to do media interviews or commercials in the future or things with that platform, they're able to learn from the best. And that's like free college. And seeing someone like Alice perform and do a photo shoot and to be able to, like, you know, do that, it's like, man, those kids, you know, you can learn from the best of the best, and you get that completely for free. And that would cost you thousands of dollars if you normally have to give a master class or something.
Oh, absolutely. Wow. Thanks for calling in, James. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. Awesome. I remember having Alice's poster, School's Out for Summer, and all that stuff on my bedroom wall as a kid. And it's just like, wow, what an impact. And that's just wonderful. And, you know, the statistics that's on this page, Randy, we may get into it a little bit later, but, you know, these are statistics that I don't hear about, and I'm in the business.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in the medical field, and I'm doing this show, and I'm writing books and things and going around. And some of these are very interesting. This first one, 2,500 youth every day in the United States abuse prescription pain relievers for the very first time. 2,500 daily are first-time users of abusing pain relievers. That is phenomenal.
I have a lot of adult mentorship at our center, and that's the deeper aspect of what we do, is we try to bond relationships to guide those kids to better decisions. And we've seen kids tell us that they're not taking drugs, they're not cutting themselves as a result of coming to our center. And we've had numerous kids go into recovery and overcome substance abuse as a result of guidance from our staff and making better decisions as a result of our center. And we're just trying to lower those statistics. And in Arizona, I'm sure it's a national statistic, similar data, but 92% of kids who are in foster care who are 18 and over, they end up in prison, gangs, or they die. And that's 92% of the kids who are over 18. And our teen center is for ages 12 to 20. And we make a really large effort to reach kids after 18 and engage with them so they can have positive things to do and they can have potential guidance for jobs and college scholarships. And all those kind of things are real important to us because there's a lot of kids, unfortunately, they're out there on their own with no guidance, no mentorship. And that's a scary thing.
So 92% of those that have been in foster care
after the age of 18, 92% in Arizona, I'm sure it's a similar U.S. statistic, they end up in prison, gangs, or they sadly die.
Wow.
And that's a really scary statistic. So we need to hopefully, as a culture and leaders in the United States, reduce those numbers ideally to zero.
You know, I really think, like I said at the beginning of the program, I really think the youth is our greatest commodity. And we have to take an extra look at how we're treating them, to listen to them. This figure down here, the 75% of girls with low self-esteem. So just 75% of girls with low self-esteem. So 3 out of 4.
Yeah.
Engage in bullying, cutting, smoking, and drinking. That is unbelievable. 3 out of 4. Because, you know, most girls have low self-esteem at a certain time, but 75% of them are involved in cutting, drinking. It's unbelievable.
We see that firsthand, and we have a lot of amazing, again, volunteers and staff people that guide those kids to hopefully better decisions, and we're looking to try to reduce those numbers as much as possible. But we've seen a lot of stories of a lot of kids overcoming that as a result of coming to our teen center. And also, by the way, we're opening a second teen center in 2 to 3 months in Mesa, which is about 20 miles east of us. And we're building it now. It'll be open in early 2021. So we're beyond excited to be able to reach a second set of kids every single day. So it's going to be a huge privilege for us to do.
Well, that's fantastic. Tell you what, we're going to take our second break, our last break for the evening. And on the other side of this, I really want to find out how, hey, if there's people around the country, around the world, want to get involved, they want to find out about some of the things that you're doing, how what kind of events that you have, how can they participate, how can they help out. We'll make sure they have that opportunity. So stay with us. We'll have one more commercial break, and we'll be right back for the last and final edition of Breaking the Silence with Randy Spencer. Be right back.
From HCI Publishing, that brought you the international bestsellers, A Child Called It, and the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, comes the latest book by Dr. Gregory Williams, Shattered by the Darkness. This book describes the horrific abuse that Dr. Williams suffered at the hands of his father for over 12 years, and the damaging effect of keeping everything silent about that abuse for 30 years. If you're looking for that book that you can't put down, then pick up a copy of Shattered by the Darkness by Dr. Gregory Williams at all Barnes & Noble stores, Amazon, and Books A Million. Now, back to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams.
Welcome back to the last segment of Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. And we have our guest tonight, Randy Spencer, from an unbelievable city. I just love Phoenix, Arizona. Was out there a couple years ago, and that's where I actually, well, Scottsdale was where I actually got my major therapy from a great psychologist out there that changed my entire life. If you want to call in tonight, 888-627-6008. We would love to hear from you. In the last few minutes that we have, tell me about some of the events that have just rocked your world of going, hey, wait, that's what I look forward to every year. That's one of the neatest events or the most successful events that we've had for the teen center.
There's a lot of examples. We do an event called Rock the Runway, which is a fashion show for teens, all types of teens, and it's all to give them self-esteem. Encouragement and something fun to do. We have a huge stage, a huge runway. It's a free event, about 90 teens performing in over about 2 hours, and they're doing various, you know, fashion show things, and we have a live
band.
They
get to wear the outfits, and they get to be the models?
Yeah, they do. All sorts of teens do that, and they get to keep the clothes and be involved
in
really cool things, and we have a live band that backs them up, and that's kind of really fun, you know, to do. A few months ago, we had Don Bluth, who's a renowned animator for Land Before Time and All Dogs Go to Heaven. He's worked with Steven Spielberg, Walt Disney, et cetera. He's come out to our center, done an art workshop for about 300 students. Those are real exciting things to do. Our main fundraiser every year that our teens perform at is called Christmas Pudding, and it's an Alice and Friends variety concert. And we've had, over the years, we do a rotating lineup, but we've had Kiss and Gretchen Wilson and Johnny Lang and POD and Joan Jett and a whole bunch of Glenn Campbell. Every year we have a different lineup and the kids get to perform at that. And that's always a really fun, exciting event for us. And we get to hopefully raise as much money as we can to be able to help the kids for the whole
now,
year.
Now, is that the CD that's available for purchase online right now, the Christmas Pudding? Because it seems like I saw that.
That's a prelude CD. That's for a program that we have called Proof is in the Pudding.
Proof is in the Pudding. Yeah.
Sort of Alice's version of American Idol. And we have a music competition that we do every year for ages 12 to 25. The winner of that gets to open for Alice, and we record the finalists every single year. And they were, the winner of that gets to open at the Christmas concert. And Jordan Sparks was our first winner, and she won American Idol 2 years
ago. Oh, yeah.
Later. The most cool, one of the coolest things about our program is we just reach all types of kids. So that music competition, we've had country winners. We've had mariachi music winners. We've had hip hop. We've had R&B. We've had pop, rock, metal. The funny thing is, a lot of people think that our center is just rock and roll kids, or we just do rock and roll. We're actually very light on rock and roll and really light on metal and hard rock. We just have all kinds of kids. But it's really fun to see like a country music winner or a mariachi band get to play with Slash and Alice Cooper, and to give the mariachi kids an opportunity to have that kind of exposure. It's really just amazing to see that.
So Jordan Sparks was in the Proof is in the Pudding competition 2 years before she won American Idol?
Yeah, she was our first teen that won our music competition approximately 18 years ago. And 2 years after that, she wore an Alice Cooper Solid Rock wristband on American Idol and talked a lot about how we gave her one of her first opportunities for a bigger platform.
Wow, so she was actually one of the teens that came into the Teen Center.
Yeah, we've had other teens go on to The Voice and American Idol and work with Jack Johnson's producer in Los Angeles and go on national tours and, you know, do all these really incredible things. One of our teens is just about to get an internship in New York, it looks like, with Joan Jett's office. And she's been a student at Belmont University in Nashville, and we were able to connect her. She's looking for an internship in New York through her college, so we were able to connect her with Joan Jett's office. So we still are able to see a lot of teens go on to do a lot of remarkable things.
That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. So do you have something in here that you did a community thing with Jeff Foxworthy? What was that all about?
Jeff Foxworthy's done, you know, performances for us at our golf tournament. We've had Larry the Cable Guy at our golf tournament, as well as our Christmas pudding concert. Our dancers have opened for Jeff Foxworthy at different events. So we do a lot of different things with a lot of really fun people.
You know, one of the things that I thought was really interesting was your involvement with some of the pro sports in that area. You're doing some kind of, you did a mural or something for the Oakland A's or something like that?
Well, the most recent mural that we did was with the Arizona Coyotes, the NHL team. We had six kids work on a really large mural, and it's hung in Gila River Arena where the Coyotes play, and six teams worked on it. And we have just recently been contracted by the Oakland A's for spring training, and we're doing an art mural in Mesa, Arizona, starting in January. We'll have about 15 kids work on three murals inside the stadium. So we're real excited to be able to do that. And we love giving kids those kind of experiences. There's a great coffee brand called Dutch Bros that many people are familiar with. It's the second largest coffee brand next to Starbucks, and they're huge with youth. And one of the cool things they do is every month they give away a free sticker that are customers. But we went to them and asked them if we can create a sticker. So kids got to create art and submit it. And then Dutch Bros released that sticker. We did a contest, and the winning sticker design got released at every Dutch Bros in Arizona, and they got a free gift card for an entire year. But imagine that, if you're a teen, you have a portfolio piece and that goes on your resume, you know, so they were able to, you know, put that on their resume. And it's great to see partners like that are willing to be able to give back and help so many teens.
Absolutely. And these kids, did they have that ability to do art, or did you guys show them how, teach them how to do these murals that they're doing, or they just got together and created it themselves, or somebody leading them, or how's that work?
We work with a lead art instructor typically, and then we work with six kids from various levels, anything from novice to semi-advanced. And then the art director gets to work with the kids over about 6 weeks and create the art project. And then we just hang it up in the various locations around the community.
Wow. What kind of work do you do with local businesses, local entities that wants to help you raise money? What kind of people do you have on board with that?
Well, we do a lot. We just did a recent new deal with Dan's Eyes and Dairy, who's a Arizona local dairy company. They have partnerships with the Arizona Cardinals and the Phoenix Suns and the Coyotes, and they've released milk bottles with their logos. But we did an Alice Cooper milk bottle, and that's released at all Arizona retail grocery stores. And the proceeds of that go to our teen center. We did an Alice Cooper Arizona lottery ticket with the state of Arizona. a couple years ago, and we printed $1,700,000 tickets, and some of the funds went right back into our program, and that was really fun to do. We have a lot of restaurants that give like maybe a dollar a burger or a dollar a sandwich sold, and a lot of times we do grand opening nights with certain new restaurants, and they give back, you know, a portion of the proceeds as well. But we have a lot of great, amazing partnerships in those areas.
What if there's people that's listening tonight that says, you know, I don't live in the Phoenix area, but boy, this sounds like something that I wish I had as a child, or I wish I could contribute or help or be a part of. Can somebody on the other side of the country help you all out? And what's the best way, Randy, to make that happen? And what would be the biggest benefit to you and what you do with the kids? How can we help?
We have volunteers, different people worldwide that help us out. I just would encourage people to call us and just talk about it, because everybody has a different skill set. Someone like you is a platform, and you're willing to help us out when an opportunity like this. You can just call my office at 602-522-9200 or email me at randy@alicecoopersolidrock.com, and we'll start a conversation. If you feel compelled to give, you can donate on our website. If you want to just research us a little bit or follow us on Instagram and see all the things that we're doing for kids, you can look us up on Instagram and follow us and just engage with us and open a dialogue. We'd love to talk.
Oh, that's awesome. I think that's great. And I really think this is a piece of work that I just recommend everybody download this. And I believe it's in bright red if you print it in color, but it's just awesome. And this is just such a work. It's a work of art, and I just love this. I'm going to use this. Matter of fact, I have a seminar I'm doing Wednesday morning. I'm going to present this and kind of show this and give them a lead to you. Maybe that'll give you some more people to get on your website.
That's so cool. We've had a lot of teen centers around the country and the world actually call us and ask us for advice. We've had teen centers from London and teen centers from Sweden and other places come visit us and see our teen center to get ideas of what they can do. And that's always very flattering. You know, we get a lot of calls around the country, and we're happy to give back and offer insight to anybody that wants to work with kids. We have no secrets. You know, we just want to continue to spread the word and have other people emulate what we do. And that's fine with us.
That's great. What kind of budget do you have?
Our budget is a little over $1 million. It's going to be a little bit more than that. And we have two teen centers, but we're right about $1.2 million for our budget right now. And now that we have a second teen center, it'll be approximately close to $2 million for the, at least the first year, because we have a significant amount of fundraising we're doing right now to open our second teen center. We're investing at least $700,000 to create all the construction and buy all the equipment and staffing and all the front load work that comes with that. As a 501c3, there's no secrets. Everything's public information. So
absolutely.
Hide, you know?
So if anybody wants to give a gift that is actually tax deductible, because it is a charitable organization, correct?
Yeah, we are 501c3, so it's tax deductible, and we can send you a receipt. And we have a lot of other ways to, you know, whether it's an in-kind donation or different things. And again, I just welcome people to call us if they want to talk about it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I tell you what, anything, Randy, that you wanted to share before that we didn't get to tonight that somebody may want to know and say, hey, wait, we didn't get to that, and we only have about a minute left. What, anything else that you guys are doing?
Yeah, it's just great to see teens. Just, you know, a lot of teens call us and they say, hey, I just want to hang out. And that could mean a lot of different things, but it's just great that teens are willing to come to our door and they trust us. And we're so honored to have that. And we want to continue to help kids. So if you have any questions or ideas for us, we welcome other programs or other ideas as well. It's all about collaboration and wisdom, as we said earlier.
Yeah, well, that's great. I'll tell you what, and if you want to call Randy, if you want to get involved in their group, it's 602-522-9200, 602-522-9200. And I promise you, the man calls you back. He called me, and you contacted me pretty darn quick, Randy, when I emailed you. And I appreciate that. And it's randy@alicecoopersolidrock.com. And I really recommend everybody to get on their site. You have a Facebook page?
We have a Facebook page, Facebook.com/AC Solid Rock.
AC Solid Rock. Yes. Go on there. It's so hard to get people to like and follow and all that stuff that I don't understand. Go on there and look at it, like it, forward it, send it out. And because this is a great organization and they're making an impact on youth, that I wish every city had something that Alice Cooper has done in Phoenix. So, Randy, I appreciate you being here tonight.
Thanks for having us. I look forward to having a meal with you at Papado's or Papacito's when I go to Houston.
You got it. I tell you what, you come and I'll pick up the tab. And I promise you that, because that's one of my favorite places.
All right. I love that place.
Fantastic. Well, tell Alice we would love to have him on sometime if he has nothing better to do on a Sunday night. Then let me know and I'll push everybody to decide and we'll have him on, him and his wife. I'd love to do that.
We'll pass the word on. Thanks for having us tonight.
Hey, thank you, Randy. And as always, I want to let you know before we close out tonight that no matter what situation you are in, no matter what has happened to you or what's going on right now, what's even going to happen tomorrow, I want to let you know there is always, always hope. Especially kids, if you're listening, lean in. There's hope for you. There's always hope. And there's people out there that want to help you, that want to put their arm around you and say, hey, let's get through this together. Thank you for being with us tonight. Make sure you join us next week for CJ Heights. And then the following week for Dr. Bruce Perry. We'll be right here for another edition, live from Houston, Texas, Breaking the Silence. God bless. Don't forget to vote. And we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. To contact Dr. Williams, dial 832-396-6525 or email him at shatteredbythedarkness@gmail.com. And don't forget to join us each Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Pacific on BBS Radio Station 1. For the next episode of Breaking the Silence.